It's hard to see yourself represented on the silver screen. In a world with less available roles to us, this industry can be so mean. So we're gonna make some changes in this town. Turn the male-driven media upside down. There's nothing that a woman can't do. So act like a girl, we're here to support you.
Now we're starting.
All right.
Welcome back to the Act Like a Girl podcast, everyone. You have Susie Dunn.
And Tracy Walker.
And we are here with...
Sarah Seeds. Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
And I'm just going to, like, preemptively apologize for anyone out there listening because Sarah and I are definitely going to eat food.
Oh, yeah, the whole time.
Yeah. I'll try not to chew into the mic.
Because girls have to eat. Girls have to eat.
Girls just want to eat food.
Yeah. We just want to eat.
Yeah, that's all I want, actually, right now. But I love talking, too, so I'm excited to be here.
I used to love
you
this
love
song.
Talking?
Hey, Susie. So we've known each other a long time, and she knows that I like talking, so yes.
So do I. That's like, okay.
When y'all said that, it just shut me up mid-sentence, because I was like, what? I've never heard anybody say that. Like, I used to get put out of school, out of my class in sixth grade every day for talking.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah, literally.
I go to the office. I'm like, what did I do?
Yeah, I mean, I was like that, too, and it's like, I'm not a class clown. I just like to talk.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I'm funny, so maybe I am a class clown, but I just was talking.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So I said, I'm not a class clown, but I guess I was cutting up.
Yeah.
I got called a streetwalker in high school. My teacher was like, we thought she had a little coffee mug, though. She was kind of off the rockers. This little white lady, she was like, Tracy Walker, stop acting like a streetwalker. I was like,
oh. Were you fellatioing people in the corner? Like, I don't know.
Were they paying you?
That's what I'm. And I was like, I went off because the whole class was like, what? And I was like, I ain't no streetwalker. You was too. I said something smart because I got put out of class and I got like in school detention. But I could not believe we always thought she was
to a child.
Sounds like she doesn't like entrepreneurs, you know?
My mom would not take up for me. She was like, well, I know how you talk to me. So I was like, I was so hurt.
Damn.
No.
Oh, my God. I guess that's why I'm a comedian now.
Do you think she would say that to a boy? That's my question.
No.
Never.
All right,
never.
No.
She would never say to a little boy.
Absolutely not.
You're acting like a streetwalker.
No.
Also, I'm just kind of...
Just for talking?
Unclear why she felt the need to say that to a student.
She thought I was taking attention
away from her. To a child.
I think... I'm like 17. And you're like... Damn. Streetwalker because you're talking in my class. That blew my... I went off.
Damn.
What a crazy bitch.
That's hateful.
So,
that's really messed up, dude.
Against women, like, do that.
Yeah.
How do we do that to each other? Really?
Oh, my God.
Take it to the extreme. Just say, shut up. You know what I'm saying?
That's why, like, whenever I'm, like, actually annoyed with someone that's a woman, I try really hard to never, like, use those terms as a part of it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
Yeah. Like, I like, if I'm, like, actually annoyed with someone that's a woman, like, I want to, like,
not call her a streetwalker.
Yeah,
yeah, a prostitute. Specific. Yeah.
I had a weird thing when I was little. They found out I was intolerant. Like, people are lactose intolerant. I was high fructose corn syrup intolerant.
Yes. Everybody should be.
Yeah, right? I mean, we all are by being organic people that are not made out of cancer or tar. Anyway, I didn't make any sense. Or chemicals. High fructose corn syrup is so bad. And in the 90s, no one cared, though.
Yeah.
So, like, my mom thought she was being a great mom, and she was. She's, like, mom of the year, but she was giving me, like, apple juice every day, and the second ingredient on it was, like, high fructose corn syrup. And I was, like, throwing up every day. I'm glad we're eating. I was, like, throwing up every day and, like, was so sick every day, and they couldn't figure it out. And we just had to do the sugar test where they put sugar in a glass of water, and I would drink it, different types of sugar. They did, like, lactose, sucrose, which I think is a mix of whatever, and then there was fructose. And they would mix it in a cup. And I drank it and it breathed into a thing and it would say how much I digested. It was like this weird test that Johns Hopkins in Baltimore gave me because we couldn't figure out what the heck was wrong. My parents were like, does she have stomach cancer? Is something wrong with her? And I was like 8. And all they did was put the fructose sugar in a cup and the other two were like, all right. And they put it in, I took a sip and I immediately felt like I was going to get sick.
Oh.
And that's when my parents were like, oh, it is sugar. Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah.
It's not a freaking crazy disease. And I, you know, because for a while there, no one could figure it out. But yeah,
yeah,
I don't.
That's
high fructose
random...
corn syrup is not good, y'all.
No, it's not.
I almost table flip every time I see those commercials that are from like the Corn Farmers Association. They're like, it's just like sugar. Like, there's no difference. I'm like, girl.
Bullshit.
Why does one kill me and the other one doesn't if they're the same thing? Sorry.
And then it's like you said, it's the second ingredient in most stuff we drink.
And oh my God, even... so much stuff
it's
we
disgusting.
Drink. And all the candy that we consume and like any like sweet brownie from, you know, from like Ralph's or
And I'm like, sometimes you can't just find anything to snack on and eat because it's always in there.
It's like, yeah. It's gotten better, though, thankfully. Like, it's
it
on.
It definitely has.
Now it says, like, no high fructose corn syrup. Like, I almost, like, I don't know when that happened. It was like eight years ago ish. I remember being in the grocery store and seeing like now with no high fructose, and I was like, they know me yes. now. Like I have representation.
That's so funny.
I don't know. Just felt
okay. So Sarah, what do you do? Tell it. I mean, you're gonna get asked questions.
I eat food
I
and I
too,
on I record myself eating food. Yes. No, like right now. So I'm an actress, writer, and producer. And I work in our industry and our media and all facets. I've produced new media projects and TV pilots and yeah, and I write. And as an actress, I do mostly television and film and some commercial. And I've done voiceovers. And yeah, that's kind of what I do is I kind of create a lot of work, but I also try to book a lot of work. And I also am a board member for SAG-AFTRA in New York City. I just got elected, so I'm very new to it, but I've been a convention delegate before, so I'm just coming off the convention right now for SAG-AFTRA. Sorry.
Woo! Congratulations! Woo-hoo. It literally just happened this trip too.
Yeah.
Just yesterday or 2 days ago or whatever.
They're cool. I mean, yeah, I can't say too much, okay. But what I can say is it's. I'm actually have a lot of hope about the future. I think a lot of us then are, and I'm in a next gen committee, which is like 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, that kind of window, to get more involved and know what's up because we have to.
Because you guys are.
We have to shape that.
Yeah.
Because that's we have to care enough to.
Well, and
do
this
some,
industry is changing.
It's changing so
much.
Rapidly, and the cool thing is now finally I feel like it's really we're catching up contractually. We're catching up with making it a lot easier to do new media projects. It's got to be accelerated. And what's great is I've produced things in almost. And a few contract categories. So not just as an actor now, I feel like I know a lot more and I can bring more to the table on accelerating stuff, you know?
Right. And like talk about like the things that you, like the red tape that you experienced. And
right. So all I can say is I'm exhausted, but I'm hopeful.
That's great.
And I think moving forward, we're going to get a lot done. And I'm so glad that we merged and I'm glad that we're doing this. So.
Pro union.
Woo! Yeah.
So I've never met anybody with such a balance with the creative side and their, you know, the professional side of it.
Thank
too,
you.
The behind the scenes side.
Really? You've never met anybody with that?
Oh, wow.
I'm just kidding.
I met you
I'm
as
gonna
a
go.
Producer of your own.
You are too, though. You
podcast.
Are too, though.
No, I do comedy mostly. I don't, then I work for other people. See, she's like boss.
Right.
Oh,
my God.
Mean?
Tracy.
But I mean, because. Like I know
just
comedians
her.
That are like writers,
right.
which is
right.
good, but
right.
if they still more, they
right.
have to dedicate more to the profession
right.
of the
yeah.
writing because they write for, you know.
I've always been one of those people that's like, I'm not an extremist, but I have extreme facets of my personality and I always have had a business, love of business and organization,
oh,
but also
yeah.
a crazy, weird, okay. creative mind where I'm
right.
weird. And
yeah,
so
the balance is like
trying
really
to,
unique.
Right, trying to put that together has always been something I've really liked. I like being someone different. And then someone else, but also like encompassing both.
Right.
Exactly. And I think that's really cool. So, yeah. Thank you for saying that. I paid her $20 to say that. No, I didn't. I just met her.
No, but it's so true, though.
Yeah,
it's very true.
Because
yeah.
I feel sometimes like, I don't know how to put this, but sometimes, you know, I'm the type of person, I'm not embarrassed just to want to be the talent. I just want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great, too.
You know, I
yeah.
just want to perfect and use my full potential as that.
Yeah,
you know,
sure,
like
sure.
As a host, as a comedian, I see myself as somebody that's really a conversationalist that happens to be funny. So that's my thing. But everybody's like, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to act, you got to do commercials because this town is not a stand-up town. You know, you got to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel pressured to try to do everything. And it's like, I don't want to do everything.
Sure.
What's wrong with just being talent?
Yeah. Sure. And there's
like
nothing
you said,
wrong.
You always
no.
had a mad love for business.
Yeah.
yeah,
yeah
same.
What it's about,
I mean,
yeah.
I come from a business household.
And see, but
you know
when
what
I
mean?
Met you,
like,
you about your business. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's why we was like, because yeah. I was like, see, I'm ready to be the talent. It's
yeah.
like we fit like hand and glove.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like she tell me what's up. I'm like, okay.
Right. And
I'm
I
there.
Think we need
yeah.
to understand that, you know, it doesn't matter what we decide to focus on. It's whatever works best for you.
Yes.
It's what you feel is the
yes.
best path for you. And we
and
all need to have.
Like us need people like you to
yeah.
make our vision
Yeah.
Happen.
And there's days when I'm just
and
like.
I need people like you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, girl. We need each other. We
yeah,
all do
exactly.
for reals.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God. We need everyone. Everyone needs it. We all need someone. And that's the great about
yeah.
this medium is so collaborative. And there's days when I'm like, I don't want to be the producer. I don't want to be the writer. I just want to be the talent. And I have those days and I, And it's like nice.
Same.
It's but so also, fun. Then there's days where like, I don't want to be in front of the camera right now. Actually, it's not very often, but sometimes I'm just like, go
or
away.
Or it's more like I don't want, for me, it's like I'm excited to be on my own set as right. an actor.
There's a
because
control
I get to, yeah, I get to be the one to make yeah. the decisions what happens with me. Whereas like,
right.
you know, when you're on a set that you're just acting on, it's like,
it's different
go.
In like stand up and comedy because you're typically writing your own material and it's a lot of improv, which I love. But when you're on set and you're given a script, you're basically
and a costume and makeup.
Yeah, yeah. And exactly. And it's right. like a little bit, it's not restrictive because that's your job and it's to bring yourself to the character. And thus you're not a puppet, but you're not a full, you're not in the massive control because the director needs to be, because that's who needs to be in control.
Right, right.
And the producers and everybody.
Right.
But it's nice when you're able to both have that creative outlet, but also that cool control. And especially as women in our industry, to create our own work and continue to, or collaborate, regardless of what your role is in it, it's important to keep that narrative going and that discussion going and creating more work because that's how we succeed as a culture. Our art reflects our culture.
Yes.
Our art reflects our politics. Our art reflects yes. our yeah, citizens.
Totally.
So if we just keep creating good work and with the proper message or like shining a light on something that's not as exposed as much, it's just very important. Right. And because that human element is what touches people. And if yes. you're all collaborative working together, that's what changes the world.
Yeah.
It's very, I know it's a very like mat, like a bright eyed, you know, bushy tail, but it's
but
not.
No, but that's like what this podcast is. Because
that's reality.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. good. Because yeah. my tail is bushy and my eyes yeah. are bright.
Exactly.
So.
And also like, if we don't have bright eyes and bushy tails, then what the fuck
yeah, what the hell are we doing,
for?
Dude? Like, fucking
what are we living?
Do something
I don't
else then.
Without hope. I don't understand.
Dude, I'm...
And dreams. What's the purpose?
So let's tell our story of how Sarah and I met.
Oh, yeah,
it's a good one. So we were a part of this stupid fucking... I'll fucking say it.
Sure,
we
I'm going to remain... Fucking, I'm going to plead the fifth.
We were part of this stupid fucking group.
Uh-huh.
A what group?
The stupid fucking group where, like, it was
say
like,
it again for the people in the back. No,
stupid fucking
no,
group.
No. Yeah, we did this... it was kind of an off-Broadway...
It's called Tap NYC.
No, my God, no.
Don't say the name.
I'm not trying.
I don't fucking care.
I just got here. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't fucking care.
Damn.
and yeah. like it's this group where like it's like a monologue night and you do monologues. Some of them are written by the guy.
That's what
that
you do when you first
it.
Get to the like, city and you're trying to get attention, you're trying to get
yeah,
a representation.
Just, or like just trying to like meet people or yeah. like whatever, just have experiences. It's you know, whatever. I'm sure it's good for some people.
It is
but
what
like
it is.
Yeah. But so Sarah and I met at this like event for right. it and the events were good because we yeah. like there was actual people in the industry that
yeah.
came and talked
yeah,
about stuff and that was good. So it was like a manager was talking about like how he looks for clients
yeah.
and how and like what he looks
it was
for
actually really enlightening
and, yeah
just getting there, you know,
but doing the performances was just like the dumbest thing
right.
But anyway, so we met doing this and we met at this event and we like mingled after and whatever and talked. And then Sarah was like, okay, I'm gonna walk to the NQR. And I was like, oh, I'm walking to the NQR.
And you're like, cool.
And
then
so
we'll walk together
like
and continue to speak. Yeah.
And kept talking and kept like being like, whoa, we have so much in common.
Yeah,
like,
we connected.
We're cut from the same cloth.
Yep.
And then we like, Sarah was like, okay, I got to switch to the six now. And I was like, girl, I got to switch to the six
and
now.
And I was like, wait, what's
going
on
uptown.
Here?
Yeah. And then we like found out that we lived like four blocks away from each other and both have had, I'm not with my boyfriend anymore. Sarah's engaged to hers, but
yep.
we both had long-term boyfriends that were like 6 foot.
Super tall,
six
like 6 foot
three.
Three.
Yeah. And we're both tiny. And
yeah. And that was funny too. Cause it's like, it's not like I thought you were stalking me, but I was like, is this girl for like, I just got to the city.
No, I literally was like, she, and in my brain, I had been living there for a while,
yeah.
but in my brain, I was like, this girl's going to think that I'm stalking her, but like, I literally need to get on the six.
Yeah.
Go
it was like, we just connected so well.
Whoa,
yeah, no, it was more like, yeah, we're connecting so well, and also she's still on the train with me, and now we're up at 96th Street, and we're going up, and it's like...
And I was the stop after hers.
Yeah.
And then I think we met, like, right around my birthday, right? I think.
We did.
Yeah, because then they came to my birthday party,
yep.
her and her boyfriend,
yep.
and then it was just like...
Oh, we're good.
Done now. We're friends
oh, we're
forever.
Friends now. Yeah. And that was back in New York City. And it's been really cool because...
That was probably 2009,
2010. 2009, 2010. Yeah. And might have been 9. I'm not sure, man. It's been like 8 years, for
yeah.
real.
Yeah.
And so we've known each other for 8 years. I knew her in
it's
New
like
York.
10 years, right? No.
No.
Okay. No, not yet.
So I'm
Don't
guessing
make
you're
us
not
older
a math
than
magician.
We are.
Neither am I, though. So I even was like, is it?
because I'm exhausted. But anyway, she, sorry, I won't say that again because I'm not complaining. I'm good. But yeah, so like it's been years now, and I've known you when you were in New York.
Yeah.
And I've known you when you've been out here, and I've been out here for like pitching stuff and working and now SAG twice, you know, for each convention. And it's so great because I not only have a place to stay, but I also like get to see Suze.
Yeah.
And I'm super happy that
and
we're
I
still.
I also love Sarah's fiance so much.
She likes him more than she. No, I was kidding. Yeah. No, Josh is better. Josh is honestly, if you don't like Josh, like I'm so okay if you don't like me. It's fine. I'll get over it. But if you don't like Josh,
there's something wrong with you.
Something's literally wrong with you.
What
he's
you
one.
Hate this guy?
They've been together for
it's going to sound like I'm a Mormon, but and I'm not. I'm basically Samantha who met her guy super young. Do you know what I'm saying? Like if Sex and the City were people, I'm Samantha, but I met my guy.
Yeah, way young. Early.
In high school?
Yeah.
College,
but yeah.
That's not that young. Okay, so yeah, I like.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. I'm gonna sound like
high school sweethearts.
No.
I like
no, but you guys.
No offense. Honestly, no offense to my high school, but not a single dude there would. No, I wouldn't have.
But you guys had friends that were in common before that. Right.
Well, this is weird. We had friends in high school, a circle, a friend group, and.
But
my friend was dating his friend, but they were in a neighboring school. And every time I'd go to parties in high school, Josh wouldn't be there. And every time he'd come to parties, I wouldn't be there, basically. So we never met in high school, even though we both had heard about each other. And it's probably for the best. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what I was like then and how he was like. And it probably just wouldn't have worked out. But yeah, we've been together for a long time. I don't want to date myself, but it's a long time. And a decade.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's how you can have a relationship.
Yeah, I mean,
and
honestly,
a decade.
Yeah,
that's success.
And that's crazy to me because
they're one of the couples I know that makes the most sense.
That's so beautiful
too.
To me, though. Yeah. I love. That's what I love. I'm a romantic, and I think just just having a relationship where you can grow like that personally.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, they grow. They both have grown.
We both
like
have
Josh
changed.
Has gone from like okay. Sarah has gone from Tap NYC days. To now being on a board of SAG-AFTRA and like shot and produced and wrote and starred in her own pilot.
Damn.
And then Josh has gone from, he was literally like working at the front desk of Steelcase.
Yep.
And now they're getting married at Steelcase because he's
the
so
penthouse,
beloved in this
penthouse
company.
Space in Columbus Circle. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Next summer, I'm so excited.
Well, I know you now. You know that, right?
Yeah, you do. You're like, she's like, I know you now. You're my friend now. It's cool. I will always love good friends, new friends. I'm so down.
Yeah, I know. That's why I told everybody that she introduced me. I got the coolest friends.
Oh, you know.
I do have the coolest friends.
She does.
Yeah, everybody.
I just can't. I'm giving myself a pat, but she does.
I do. I have
the coolest all of them for different reasons. Like I fall for them in different ways.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So different.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, we both have grown together. Honestly, like, not to get into like love chat with Sarah Seeds, but honestly, the true anything I can say is respecting each other.
Yes.
And our opinions and really talking about stuff and never holding stuff in and then exploding or resenting them later. We say exactly what we're feeling,
so
exactly when
angry.
We're feeling it, never.
So that's real when they
that's
say that.
That's super
that
real. And I used to hear that and be like, okay, ease up now. That's not reality. And it is. It is, honestly.
Communication is the key, though.
That's it.
I've never seen them fight. I've been friends with them for 9 years, and I've literally
yeah. We
never
just really
seen
communicate.
It's a civilized way of living. People don't understand that.
Right.
It's called communication. Using your brain.
They just make so much sense too, and they like bring such different things from each other to the table.
Yes, we are very different.
Like Sarah is
but
just like
our
very
values are the same.
Like, yeah.
Our values are the same.
They
but
are.
Our
you
personalities
guys have very
are
values.
Completely different.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because people think, you know, like, oh, that's my soulmate, opposites attract. It's all these different things, you know. So he's
but
my
they also,
yin to my yang. But I think what she said, values was
for
basic.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's what it
for
is.
Sure.
Values just have to be, you know, you can value.
But they also do bring different things to the table
absolutely.
From each other, for sure. Like
he's way more laid back. He's not a type A. I'm extreme type A. And he's like a type B. He's super relaxed and chill. He's just
he's just really great because he's super calming to me. And also I'm like a motivator.
You don't need and you're the organizer.
Oh my God. I've dated people like me. Thank you, Susie.
You're welcome.
thanks for saying it makes shit happen.
But it's just true though. Like,
thank you.
It's just true.
What did you say?
I just said Josh is like the gardener and he like makes really yummy food and like
he grows stuff in
our
garden.
He goes to 9-to-5 job and like he's the stability kind of thing. But then Sarah's the one that like makes them grow.
Yeah.
She flies.
Makes things happen.
Yeah.
And he's the, like,
he like holds down home base like, and she, yeah.
And I just know.
It makes it go together.
Yeah.
That's what I believe in.
Yeah.
Because if there are two of me, we'd be dead.
Yeah, there wouldn't
I would
be
have
a
murdered
base.
Her or him right now. You know what I'm saying? We would just have killed each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the best.
He is. He's
so that's really cool. It's nice to have a stable and also understand the acting side of it.
Yeah.
I've had times where I have a scene that's probably makes him a little uncomfortable. He's not worried about it. He also knows that I have to be out late a lot and be networking and have late nights with shoots and crazy schedules and fly here and do this. Like, he gets it. So that's, you need that too. You need somebody who understands the world we live in because we're psychos and we love this shit. We're masochists.
Right.
And we keep on doing this. And I know it to some people, it seems insane, but to us, it makes us tick.
My biggest red flag in dating is when he's trying to convince me to not do the work that I tell him I
run,
have to do.
Run for the
like
exit.
Like when I'm like, oh no, I have to go record my podcast. And then he's like, no, record it a different time. I'm like, hey, bye. Bye forever.
How dare you?
Like, how dare you? Are you fucking kidding? Do you know how long I've, like, let's just talk about, like, this podcast has been my boyfriend for the past year and a half. Where the fuck have you been? You're new. What do you think you are? Like,
who are you?
It's mine. Yeah. I created it. You know what I'm saying? So you're telling me not to do what I created. That's it.
Sure.
That's why I meet guys and they're like, you know, and I tell them I'm a comedian and they're like, hey, you want to go over here? I'm like, I just told you I would expect you to say, hey, I want to come see you. You know what I mean? That's not normal. That's not every day. Don't try to paint me as common. I'm a female comedian. That
for
takes
real.
A lot.
That's true.
And when they do that, that's a red flag. It's like, you can't even acknowledge who I am.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I don't even know you yet. So.
Yeah. And it's like, are you my life coach? I don't know who you are. I know I've dated people in college and high school where they just were like, okay, but like, what is your real goal in life? You know, like what do you really want to do? I'm like, I just told you, boo. I just told you. Did I not? Does my mouth work? I mean, you know what I'm saying.
We all know it does.
You know what I'm saying.
Mouth
does my mouth work? Like, for real?
Is there sound coming out
yeah,
of
like,
my
do
mouth?
Yeah, like, do you hear the words coming out of my mouth? Yeah. Like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's another thing. As a female, you know, it's hard sometimes because we get asked shit like that. Like, when do you want to have kids? When do you want to do this? When do you want to? Yeah. And I'm like, I haven't even remotely.
You want to die alone? I'm like, what do you mean?
Let's talk about my accomplishments or what I want to do. You know
what
I mean? Because in 5,000 years,
we're all going to die alone.
5,000 years, no one's going to know how many kids I had or who, what my lineage is. If hopefully, and I'm 5,000 is a long time, but let's say down the line, what people are going to remember about me, if there is anything, is what I did in my life.
Right.
If I made a change or if I did something.
Exactly. Right. Your legacy.
Yeah. So why don't you ask me about that instead of asking me how many babies I want to pop out?
Yeah.
I roll.
It's such a major.
Well, speaking of that, when we're kids, you know, we get, as little girls, we get like kitchen sets and baby dolls. And cool, that's fine. You know what I mean? Like, it's cool, the kitchen stuff, and it's cool. But I liked Ninja Turtles. I liked My Little Ponies. I loved animals. I'm always like into animals. Yeah. Dinosaurs were my favorite. I wanted to be a paleontologist and an actress when I was little.
What?
Yeah. But just I remember getting a
Jurassic
baby.
Park.
I love Jurassic Park. I remember getting a baby doll and just being a baby because you're a baby when you get baby dolls. And I remember like saying to my mom, like, I'm a baby. Why do I have a baby? And it was just like, she was like, what?
That's so funny.
But
that
it's true.
Wait a minute.
That's
so
funny.
That's deep.
Yeah,
and
do you hear
I
that?
I never thought of that. And I thought I was
really?
Like, very, very insightful.
You are in so
but
many ways.
No, I should have saw that. I should have got that. Why are you giving a baby a fucking baby?
It's creepy as hell.
That's so funny.
At when we start getting them, like 12 months,
it's so freaking gross.
If not even before, like we were given like soft baby stuffed animals.
Here's a vacuum cleaner and a baby 3-year-old girl. Like, what the hell?
What do you think your future is going to be? Here's a firefighter uniform and a briefcase, little boy.
Yeah, like, I mean that's creepy. It's like, does he have to think about his pension? He's 3. Right? Like. The fuck is wrong with you, dude?
What do you want to be? What do you want to be?
Let kids be kids, bro.
I just had an incident where I was in the vicinity of a younger girl, and like, this other person that was like, you know, also an adult that she was looking up to said something about like, well, when you go to college, and then I kind of like side said, like, I was like, or you don't have to go to college at all. Right. Like, that's okay too. And like, you don't have to know what you want to do either. Like, blah, blah, blah. And
the most successful like, people have, and they dropped out. You know that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just like, just so you know. Yeah. And they were like, why didn't you go to, you didn't go to college? And I'm like, well, no, I didn't, but that's not the point. Like, what is the point though? It's like, but the point is that we shouldn't just be like telling kids that there's this one track way right. for them to do.
Cause that's really detrimental. That's it some really sheep is. Shit.
There should be a lot of options. Like,
well, that just sets you up for failure.
College, there's regular college. There's like right. Ivy Technical League. School. There's yeah. There's like, no college. Yeah.
And let me just say, I did go to college. My parents actually told me not to go and just go straight to New York. And I was the one to go. I need a degree in communications or something else.
Yeah, that's just great. So,
but that's me. And let me say that. When you tell kids they have to do a certain thing, and I'm not talking about my parents because obviously they were like, whatever, okay, then go to college then. But I'm saying if you tell somebody, like you were talking about how you're told you have to do these specific things and that's what's going to get you to the place in your career. That's all bullshit. That's the way that it's worked for maybe many other people, but that doesn't mean that's the way you have to do it. And it really pigeonholes you and it sets you up for failure and it sets you up for punishing yourself.
Yes.
Why hasn't this happened? Why did? Because I was told this, blah, 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 blah. Really, you just have to do things the way you think is right. Stay true to yourself. Stay honest. Don't attack others. Just do what you got to do. Make good work. That's how you become. I mean, I don't know. Again, don't listen to just me either. Just like do what makes you happy.
You know, yeah. Like, when it's calming, then I know that it's good knowledge because it doesn't give me anxiety.
Yes. You know? Yes. That's a really good point.
And like you said,
that's
so
true.
I feel like that. Like I felt like that today. I'm like,
I feel it all the time.
How many comedy festivals? What? I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get in these comedy festivals. Yeah. I'm gonna do this because these are the people that.
Oh, and that is such a part of the stand-up comedy community.
My God. And then you feel like
well, how many open mics do you do in a week?
And it's like, you know, like you said, just it's about doing good work. I want to concentrate on the work that I put out as a comedian, not, you know, am I writing and not.
And we do. We really pigeonhole stand-ups, especially. I mean, I'm not as familiar about the, like, interworkings of the community in New York. But in L.A., we really do pigeonhole stand-up comedians. And we, like other stand-up comedians, like, I don't know. Like, okay, here's an example. Like, I'm trying to start an open mic right now. And someone was going to put it on one of their recommendation lists for me. But then they were like, what time does it start? And I was like, well, it's going to start at like 10-ish. And then like, unfortunately, if the bar is too busy, then we won't be able to do it because it'll change the vibe completely.
Sure.
And it's just like the establishment has to be able to like function first. And then, you know, and they were like, well, then I'm not going to put it up on the website. And I'm like, then I don't care. Like, I really don't care.
Right.
But I'm just like, I hate that. All of LA seems like everything has to be like exactly how everything else is.
Right.
And like otherwise these like mostly male stand-up comedians are like, you're not doing it right. You aren't doing it the way that it's supposed to be done. And it's just like all of life is made up. Everything is made up. There are no rules.
Yeah.
There's
in the dawn of time, no one was like, they're like, ooh, gaga, we better have 5 stand-ups this week. Like, that's not how it works.
No.
You don't wake up like me like stick, me like fire. Like,
and
we didn't
just
start.
Just because that's the nature of the way that the bar works does not mean that I should just not do a open mic there.
No, that's offering opportunity, pure opportunity.
Yes. Yeah.
Everything that's ever started, that's ever been done, was started by someone. And it wasn't being done previously because that's how literal time works.
Right.
So then people did it.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Unless you don't believe the time is linear. And then,
well, it is a flat circle. No, I'm just kidding. We'll get into True Detective later. Good times. Whatever time is. I don't even know what, honestly. I don't. I mean, I know mathematically,
but
you
again,
have an idea.
That's what I'm saying is like everything is, it's like whose line is it anyway but life. Everything
like, do
is
you,
made
boo-boo.
Up, the rules don't matter.
Do okay. you, boo-boo.
And I know, after a while, if you can't see through the bull, well, you don't see, like, especially in the creative world, like, how could there be rules when we're supposed to create?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yes. And, okay, I don't know if you guys watch RuPaul's Drag Race. I'm, like, a huge
fan. I do
fan.
Sometimes. Yeah. Okay. I don't
like watching every episode. Well, there's a character. It's not a character. It's her. Violet Tchotchke. She was a winner a couple years back. She's freaking
bomb. Yes, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
She said in one episode, I think it was behind the scenes, how she didn't want to play into any politics. She didn't want to play into any negativity because you can't judge people on their art. And she's not here to compete. even though it's a competition show, she's really here to do the best she can
and
make her art better.
Yeah.
So I think if we have that in mind instead of making it competitive, because look, I'm a comparison person sometimes. It's human nature to start comparing in your head,
but
it's not helpful.
Yeah.
And when and you have to live, you have to do what's best for you and your art. And that's what makes you unique, is by doing your art.
Right.
Yeah.
Not what everyone tells you have to do and how you have to do it and what you have to do in this sequential order.
Yeah. This is so motivating for me today. I really needed this because
we all do.
Comedy, you get pigeonholed.
You really do.
Have you done this? Have you done that?
How many open mics do you do in a week?
Why haven't you done that?
Well, have you ever been up? Yeah.
This kind of agent? Do you have that one? You need.
Have you ever gone here? Do you know this person?
I'm not genie and say puff. I need to be in this comedy festival.
It's the same thing with It's the same thing with actors a lot. Like they'll be like, oh, well, this agent or this casting director. And I'm like, oh, I don't remember. Or they're like, which one? And I'm like, oh, I don't remember their name off the top of my head. And they're like, why the fuck wouldn't you? Like, you need to know everyone's names. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's crazy. That's crazy to think that, like, I would know every agent's name in Hollywood.
Look, know what you know. Be a professional, whatever. But no one should be reprimanding you for not literally knowing. Like, that's like saying for baseball. It's like, what's his RBI? How do you know which inning he played? Where is he from? Like, blah, blah. You know what? Just like stop. But that's another projection.
Right.
When you start critiquing others and you're like, so what it do is. You know? Yeah. You're projecting your insecurity on someone else. It's always what it is. It's always that.
It is always. And that's always that. Hear this.
That's all it is.
That's what I say every day. I say she's just projecting onto me.
Yeah.
Like I have a roommate that's... and I know it was. I'm like, all she's doing is projecting onto me. She just.
That was happening.
And then you know what? She sat there and told me today. And I'm like, see, that's why I know communication is the key. Because she said, you know, I've been thinking about this. And I should be doing better in my career. Mm-hmm. I'm just sitting there smoking weed. I already knew that. You know what I mean?
Right,
so I'm being inspiring to her. But she don't want that to be.
So yeah, I had an ex that was that.
Oh, God.
I had an ex that was that. We were together for 5 years.
Yeah.
And he was that. And
that's
like,
so
it sucks.
Put their
it just
whole
sucks.
Life onto you.
Yeah.
And it's clear and all these like silly phrases, but they're true. Misery needs company.
Yes. Yeah.
People project. No, jealousy is
so
a thing.
True.
Loves company.
It sucks.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Because there's room for all of us to be successful. Let me just say that now. We all can be doing exactly what we want to be and have our goals and do exactly what we want.
Yeah.
It's just enough to go around. Abundance is a thing. Just live your life.
Yeah.
Without fucking with other people.
We all, that's just exactly true. Like, there's opportunity and everybody's opportunity. Like, whatever my opportunity is that, like, quote unquote, is my successful moment, you know, it wouldn't have happened for anybody. Like, it wouldn't have happened for anybody else that way. It wouldn't have, no matter what.
They weren't on your journey.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing of when I was like, when I was telling this guy, he was like, tell me about your pit. And I was like,
tell me about your pilot.
Okay. You know? I was like, what's a pit in it?
Pilot.
He's is he okay? Like,
I hate him. So
like,
I
realized he had
I don't
just
like this guy, so I'm just like,
yeah.
That's who he is in my brain. He's like,
then he was like,
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, yeah. So he's like, tell me about your pilot. And then I'm like, okay. And then I like, I'm about to like pitch it to him. And he's like, wait, what if I steal it from you? And I'm like, motherfucker, you as a hetero cis white male think that you could write anything that I write? Please.
But what a weird thing to say. Yeah. It's like, tell me about your art, but also can I tell you that I might, what if I joke about stealing it from you? That's funny, right?
I'm like, bitch, you wouldn't be able to write it.
That's like, I'm going to tell you I'm hating on you. Like, I'm mad because you could tell me.
People are weird.
I asked you because I didn't want you to be able to tell me you had one. Now that you do, I'm like, I'll steal it.
Right. Yeah. And then I like stopped talking to him because we tried to date for a second, and then I like stopped talking to him, you know. And then I'm pretty sure I got because my phone got stolen in Australia, and I got a new one. Yeah. So I got a new one, and I obviously didn't switch his number over because why would I? And I'm pretty sure he's the guy that texted me and was like, "Hey, are you at Umbrella anymore?" And I was like, "I don't know, new phone. Who's this?" I didn't know, you know. Yeah. And then he texted back and was like, oh, well, I had really good times on the old phone, but then never told me who it was. And I'm pretty sure that was him. And I'm just like, why?
He had really good times on the old phone?
Like, why?
But who wouldn't want to be identified? Who wouldn't want to identify?
Like, why
themselves?
Wouldn't you
that's
just say,
don't like themselves.
Right?
You know what I mean? I want you to know who I am. If you talk,
I said, I don't know.
Susie, this is me, Tracy.
This is Tracy, yeah. Which, I put your phone number.
That sounds like a game already. That sounds like a playing of games.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't like playing
oh,
games.
Oh, no.
I love playing games, not in
relationships. I literally wrote an article on Act Like a Girl about how I don't play games. So, like, don't start.
What's the point?
That's my thing. I'm not with the dating game.
That's why neither of us date. That's literally why not.
You
Tracy
guys,
and I don't date.
I wasn't with somebody for a long time, I doubt I'd really be dating
you
at this point. Because I have no nonsense.
No.
I just don't have time for
no,
it.
No, I don't. I literally don't have time. And like, this happens all the time. So like, I'll be like, okay, okay, I'm gonna try to date. Okay, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna try to date this guy.
And it's so funny.
I'm gonna try to do it.
She's psyching herself up to like,
okay,
run a mile.
Yeah.
Okay. It's gonna be fine.
Let me gather myself.
And then we like, McPlan. And then I'm like, okay, yeah. Like day of comes, and then I'm like, okay, yeah. So are we hanging out later at this time? And then, it's always some dumb fucking excuse, like, oh, I wasn't gonna make it in time to your show. Well, it's not my show. It's just a show that I'm seeing, and I thought that we already established that you weren't gonna come and that we were gonna meet up after. Oh, well, it's just too late now. You already knew what time the show was getting out.
That sounds like a very LA thing too.
Like, oh, it's so
not to label it because
no, it is.
But I've noticed even when I come out here, I'm like, let's meet up at blank, and then like 45 minutes, are like, sorry about that, but they don't even say sorry. They're like, hi. I'm like, what?
It's so LA.
In New York, I don't have any time for that shit.
No
time for it here.
East Coast is not even
no, not even a thing.
You're gonna go. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a stereotype, but it really
bullshit.
Is a thing.
That's the thing about, that's what drives me nuts, is don't just say you can't.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm okay with that. What I'm not okay with is that, like,
up.
I made plans with you, and so I didn't make plans with anyone else. Not even just another date. Like, I didn't make plans with Tracy because I was had
you
plans with you. I didn't make plans
back.
With Sarah because
you're
I had plans, like.
Time back. I have a life. I have other people that
yes.
value me, and I
yeah.
value you. Mm-hmm.
And I would rather hang out with my friends anyway, so, like.
And they want to make it about them. It's always, that's what it is, and it's like, that's what I can't take. It's like, you met, 9 times out of 10, the guy came up to me trying to talk to me. So I'm like, okay. And then when you call, it's about them. You can't. You got to call them back. You got to text them. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got
to
wait on them.
I also try to be really honest, too. Like, guys will ask me for my number, and I'm just like, if I think that there's, like, who knows, like, a spark or whatever, I'm like, okay, yeah, like, here, you can have my number. But I always say to them, I'm like, look, but I'm going to be really honest with you. Like, I'm getting booked on sets right now to work and crew and, like, I have a pot, like, you know, I'm like, I have all these things and I also have friends, and my friends are like, hanging out with my friends is like my top priority, like a beat next to my job, you know? So like, you can text me, but I might not text you back. So I wish that more people would talk like that, is my point to all of that rant.
Yeah, I mean, again,
like, just say.
Yeah,
straight up.
It's hard. This guy asked me for my number at, Improv? And it threw me off because I was like, I'm so used to Facebook and that, like getting used to know each other. And it was like, I was like, I don't know, because I mean, you could be
anybody.
Know. You could be any, you know what I mean? Then I can block you, but I mean, you're still in my life.
When Mikey and I met on OkCupid, and when we, like, after our third or fourth date, I was over at his apartment the next morning, and I was showering, and I just yelled out to him, and I was like, is now when you murder me? And he was like, what? And I was like,
but also,
is now when you murder? Like, this is when you murder me, right? Like,
you could have.
Yeah. Like,
that's
totally
true, man. I mean, it's true that when you, I mean, listen, I'm not an expert on this anymore. I mean, because I haven't dated in so long. I'm dating a person, but I haven't dated.
Right.
So that whole, like, am I safe? Am I not? You know, that's so hard in everyday life, just walking down the street. Dating is freaking
and
horrifying.
And then let alone putting your romantic emotions into it.
But and they don't know I'm cray, and I could bite them, and it'd be fine. Like, if someone tried to assault me, I would go for the jugular in 2 seconds.
Right.
I would literally be, they'd
balls
be like, Jesus,
jugulars.
Like, like, fuck, this bitch is crazy, bitch.
No, they would more so be like,
yeah, they'd be dead. Yeah, they'd be bleeding. But I mean, I would do anything to that to anyone who attacks me or assaults me.
If they want
to
rape you, they don't want to rape you after you go.
No,
blood.
Not if
their like, blood is just all over Sarah's face, and she's like,
bite
smiling.
Their penis off. Anyway, yeah, I mean,
you have to go for
you got
to
protect.
Yeah.
And I say the same thing to anything that's happening. If you got to protect yourself, you got to protect yourself by any means necessary, especially if you're going to get assaulted or some shit.
Yeah. Stop assaulting each other.
Stop assaulting. That's yeah. It's
stop bad. Assaulting each other.
Yeah. Stop.
Stop.
Speaking of sexual assault, fucking Harvey Weinstein, huh?
Oh yeah, dude,
that's crazy.
Oh, but it's so funny.
But it's not.
It's just. It's not. I'm not surprised. Like,
it's just funny. Like, they were saying how some actresses like didn't say anything, and
right?
Other actresses, you know.
Yeah. My thing is like, cool. I don't care if they did or didn't say something. It's just I'm kind of sick of this whole, like, I'm not worried about what these women did. Although I understand why maybe you didn't say something. I understand why you did.
Totally.
But
both sides.
Who's going to believe him?
But my question is.
But they said that's how it went.
Yeah.
Along,
right.
You know?
I'm just confused about these liberal men who they're actually way more effective in getting away with shit like this. Because if you're not like.
Yes.
If you don't act super progressive and woke, but you do this shit. Like, that's
that's so scary because you feel more, you know what I mean?
That's what that SNL sketch is about. The one with the Future is Female t-shirt where they're like, the girl is wearing the Future is Female t-shirt and then the guy sits down at the bar next to her wearing it.
Yeah.
And then he's like, see, I'm a feminist. And then he's like, we should go on a date sometime.
Oh,
and then
yeah,
she's
I remember this one now.
And then he's like, fuck you, you fucking whore.
Bitch, I'm a feminist. Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah. Like, I marched for you.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. You
marched
for me?
I marched on Washington for you.
Yeah,
you know.
Then I must let have your way with me.
Now you have to suck my dick because I marched on Washington.
Yeah, congratulations.
For you.
Jesus. That'd be a lot of
dicks. Well, it's the same like what Hugh Hefner. A lot of dicks. They were like, it's so betwixting because
so many people were like, he's a feminist,
but he did so much for black people too, like
he actually put black women
the first black comedian
right,
he allowed him to stand flat-footed and do comedy. Like blacks used to couldn't be able to, you know, stand flat-footed, you had to move or something,
right.
Always had to keep. And I wondered as a comedian why we did so many act outs. Like, we do a lot of act outs on stage.
Yeah.
We act out everything we say, and I got a joke.
Oh my God, I never even thought you do.
People fall out laughing about it, and I stand still, and people are like, oh my God, you act out and you do jokes. You go,
yeah.
Right.
Dude, that's like a leftover effect of the menstrual.
That is fucking crazy.
That's like leftover from when black people had to do blackface.
So this just drew me to Hugh Hefner. Like, oh my God, I love this man. Like, how can I not? Oh my God.
But then you read about how he let women get fucked until they couldn't walk. And,
too, and I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like,
well, that's
and
the
then,
thing.
Like, and would throw them to the side when their implants that he would force them to get would pop.
And like, then he was associated with Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
God.
You know, so I know when they said that, I was like, okay. And why? That's his life. You know, come on.
Right,
you know?
Right,
and
right.
But he does so many progressive
things. Well, let me
it's
say,
so
too,
hard.
Look at
it's
what's
so
happening
hard.
With R. Kelly. He has this, like, weird harem, and he's, like, they're whatever. And he does
disgusting.
The same. But, yeah, he does the same shit, though, that, what's his face? Playboy, dude.
I'm so tired.
Oh, yeah.
Hugh Hefner.
Hugh Hefner,
he does
yeah.
kind of the same behavior, although I can't compare them because I don't know everything, obviously. I don't even know remotely anything. But I feel like there's still that predatory younger women being taken advantage of, but also being controlled by someone and told where they live. But all R. Kelly gets is demonized, as he should, because it's fucking gross.
But it's
like,
because
Hugh
he's
Hefner
black.
Gets a pass because
he's a
white
rich,
liberal.
Right,
no,
liberal.
But R. Kelly is not demonized by black people, and that's what I hate.
Yeah. Oh, he's
because
not.
We have to keep our heroes because we feel like, you know, we're not represented in a positive way.
Yeah.
So people, are you crazy?
So people want to like hold on to everything. It's the same
like,
thing with Chris Brown.
Yeah. Well, Chris Brown, I don't. I think
well,
it's different because
Chris, I think
he was young when he did it, and I mean, you got to give him. I mean, you know,
room
I mean,
to grow. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also true that
I mean, he had a girlfriend. And he, you know, that was bad. But it was like, I mean,
yeah, beat the hell out of her.
She.
Yeah.
I got beat the hell out of too.
Damn.
Before, but it's like. You know, she forgave him. You got to move on. People do grow. He was young. That's all
right.
I'm saying. He was young.
Well, also, it's this thing of if a guy can dance, we forgive him for
any of
his behavior.
Even, I mean, you know, I'm trying to really, like, judge myself on that and be like, I hope I'm not doing it because he is a likable person and attractive and a good dancer and he's black and we want to keep our black men positive. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like, I can't compare him to, like, R. Kelly and all that because you know what I mean. R. Kelly, that's like a predator. He's
no,
like
yeah, it's
lesser,
gross.
You know
it's
what
a
mean?
More, yeah, yeah,
so,
it's different.
And that was his girlfriend, you know. Like,
Aaliyah was like, how old when he like dated her? It was freaking weird, dude.
Who?
Aaliyah. She was young as shit when he dated her.
And talking about age ain't nothing but a number. You know he wrote the damn.
Yeah,
right.
She was like 16.
Yeah.
How did
same thing
go?
With Beyonce and Jay-Z too, dude. She
but
was
Jay-Z,
so young when they started
young.
Dating.
I think Beyonce was like 21.
No, no.
She had to be.
No, she wasn't. They started when they first started dating. I can look it up.
I don't know
when they first started dating. Mm. She was so young.
That's why we have those little machines
like
that you can find anything out on.
They older men, so I'm like, let me see, because I did voluntary like they older men because I didn't like younger guys.
Oh no, I always went for like older, more like at least two or 3 years older, 4 years older.
Like a you know a girl.
Yeah,
I don't want to be running behind you talking about why you ain't.
Well, it's a mess. And honestly, like, but Josh is my age, but he's like one of the few people that was like literally my age that I really liked. And I'm by my age, I don't mean like they're 20 years older. I mean like 4 years older.
Yeah,
you know.
No, with me, I used to date them like 10 years older. I don't know. I just
you gotta do what you gotta do.
You know stuff. Stuff.
Yeah. Like, okay, I guess she was 18, but he was how old? How old was he?
Yeah, Jay-Z about my age. Yeah, we old. I'm older.
Oh, Tracy, don't worry.
Yeah.
So, age ain't nothing
that's
but a number.
That's
ain't nothing but a number.
Yeah, I mean, I think she was 18 and he was like 30 something.
Oh. Yeah.
Bless yeah. his heart, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, not bless it, but I mean, he stayed, but they murked it out. They got something now.
They totally did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know shit about it.
She was 16. I heard he was like an Aaliyah, too. I don't know. They were all over there. His Damien, that was his partner.
Uh-huh.
He was going to marry her before she died. So
Wow.
Yeah. So they were all up, but I don't know. I just think R. Kelly and
Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, Hugh Hefner and Bill Cosby and Weinstein. And
yeah, that's see when it's just like a predatory. When it's like an over and over that's and over level. And over again.
I mean, when you
chain.
Continually disrupt yeah. the lives of human beings like that, that chain. When you get
and you just get to go
female,
home to your family.
You well, I'm sad because
her. You destroy. I know what happened to me as a young kid, and it destroys your.
It really
does.
Chain,
it
does.
Your confidence, your
and you don't understand
like
the rest
right.
of every
yeah.
other relationship.
Yes.
is somehow related to
you
that
gave me
right
baggage, yeah that I have to take through yeah life.
Well, look what happened to Rose McGowan. She went from like a totally different to another shaving her head and being really
right.
androgynous and being really like, you know, talking about women's causes, which was wonderful. She really got
right,
but you could tell something happened to her.
Yes.
Yes.
And I never really truly yes. understood why. Maybe it's because I'm ignorant and didn't really Google it as much, but I just kind of saw her whole
but I
persona
like that
change
that even that little bit of compassion to see
so much
that
yeah
happen, you know what
well, it's
I mean
like, it's
don't
like
look at women and say something has happened to
oh
you
yeah
know, we need to check on each other.
Oh
we
yeah
do.
We do
more instead
we
of
do
saying, you know well she need to do this and you don't get in people's business. I'm like, but she
you have no
her.
Idea
well that's like with
yeah,
Britney
yeah,
Spears
no
when
idea.
She
the world is stacked up against us
yeah
you
right
have,
yeah
how dare you not you yeah. know you know, give that support. I just that I and be like, you know,
and
are
don't
you okay?
just immediately not believe women. Like
yeah.
that's
oh
just
my
our
God, dude.
Our immediate reaction as a society is to just not believe women. I mean, it's happened to me in so many settings. Like
yeah.
even just like me complaining about someone that I'm on that I'm working with and being like they aren't doing their job. People are like, well, I don't know. But then, like, if a guy says that mm-hmm. that same person isn't doing their job, it's
right.
like, oh, well, they're fired now.
Yeah.
You know?
I had an experience when I was about 16. I was at I did this theater. I'm not going to say anything because it's really bad. But I was an actress in this theater production in downtown. I'm from Virginia in Richmond. And something happened where somebody who was in the show, I'm not going to say actor or behind the scenes, but grabbed me in the chest. And I immediately went to the artistic director, who was a female.
Because you always been breastfeeding.
Because I was like, fuck that shit. Yeah, girl. Yeah, I did.
They were like meditating on that.
Girl,
like,
she's so tiny.
I'm
like,
so
I'm
her
tiny, curves
but
are like
damn
ridiculous.
Gay.
Yeah.
I'm always that girl, like Karen Walker from a freaking thing. Oh, honey, look at these nice titties. Like,
yeah.
she always is like,
he's
I got big boobs and a lot of personality, you know.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
like, I feel like that's, you know what I mean? So I've always had that. But like, what's fucked up is like, I went to see the artistic director and I told her immediately, I was like, hi, somebody just like, I named the name and I was like, he just literally
blessed
grabbed my breast.
Yeah.
I hit him. Oh, by the way, I punched him. So that was cool. And I told her that. She literally sat me down and said to me, Sarah, when some women dress a certain way, or girls dress a certain way, or act a certain way, and I wore the same clothes as every other girl there.
No matter what you wear, your breasts are perky and beautiful. And somebody, man,
see, I'm worried about Tracy now, girl. I'm worried about Tracy. Dude, I'm just kidding. You're good.
I do my push-ups. I don't even care. Everybody wants some nice little breasts.
Yeah, girl. We all do. Who doesn't like boobs? But yeah, here I am 16 years old and I say this to a woman and she tells me that it's because of the way I dress and quote unquote how I act is why that happens to me. And it just what is what happens and how I look.
Because you're a streetwalker.
Yeah, that's me, dude.
Yes.
That was why. Yes, exactly. Everyone
that.
Knows.
Dude, I had the same thing happen to me with our old door guy. I was wearing this like Beetlejuice jumpsuit that I have. It's like a black and white striped
sounds
jumpsuit.
Cute.
It's
yeah.
super cute. And I was wearing it and this guy came up to me at work, you know, and he was like, ooh, you're super cute. And he literally drug his like hand like down from my shoulder, like down the side of my body to my hip.
Ew.
Like reached out and like touched the side of my body. And I was like, whoa. And I was like, hey, man. And I like pushed his hand away and I was like, do not touch me or any woman
yeah.
that you don't know like that or any woman that you don't have permission to like that.
Yeah. It's
and
so
then
fucking
he was
stupid.
Like, he was like, but you're just so cute. And I was like, that's ew. Bullshit. You don't get to touch. He was like, no, what he said was I'm giving you a compliment. And I was like, that doesn't mean you get to touch me when you do it.
You
and then he was like, fucking bitch.
See?
So then I went to security, obviously. And I was like, we need to get this guy out of here. And they were like, why, what happened? And I was like, he just ran his hand down
yeah.
my body.
Yeah.
And then one of the door guys said to me, Yeah, well, you shouldn't dress like that. See? It's because you're dressed like that. And I'm like, you're literally my safety. You're literally my guard. You're here to protect the bar staff and to protect women against this shit. And you just told me that's because of how I'm dressed? And the other door guy was like, no, to him. Like, he was like, no.
I'm just so thankful for those guys that are
That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Because, like, I get it. It's not all men, and none of us think that. But every single woman has gone through shit like this. Yeah. And when we have male allies who not only don't sit there and go, but I'm not, well, we don't think you are, but we're asking you for help.
Yes.
Yeah, please.
Please don't get defensive.
Work against it.
Please don't be defensive. I literally need your
help. Use your privilege and speak up.
You tell a friend. That's how
it'll spread. Yeah,
because being a feminist does not mean you hate men,
and it does not mean that you're a woman.
Special brand of feminism, I'm sure, that are like that, but that's that's not what it is.
And it doesn't mean that you're a woman either.
No. My fiance is a feminist.
Yeah,
I have so many male friends that are feminists, and it doesn't mean anything other than they think I'm a person that's their equal.
Yeah,
that's all it fucking means.
Yeah, and then there's so many women shy away from it. Because
they think it makes them hate men, like, or
hate
men,
and I don't want to be attached to that.
But it literally just means being equal.
Well, I feel like I've been running into some, not as much yet, but I feel like this is just the beginning. I feel like I've been running into some issues where people are like, not sure if they can like bring me on to things because of how outspoken I am about things. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, but it's great. That's great. Yeah. But then it's like, sometimes it's men who are like, think like they're like, okay, yeah, you're too extreme though, and it's like, wait a minute, so you, what are your views on this subject? And they're always like the opposite of mine, and I'm like, so if I'm the extreme version this way, if that's what you're saying, then you must be, and you think the opposite of me, then you must be the extreme version that way, and why are you not a liability, and why am I a liability?
I mean, that's what kills me, is like, our opinions shouldn't get us fired.
No,
unless they're so terrible about human rights and like people are less than, and it's damaging and it's scary. If you're speaking violence, cool, get fired, whatever.
Right.
But you having an opinion about women as being a woman.
Right.
That's just confusing to me that would even, you know, and I get that. I think I've lost a couple of people on Facebook because of my posts, but I don't write anything crazy. I just write things that I my experiences.
Yeah, I have.
And in the reverse flip side, and I won't say any names, but there's people that really high up there in Hollywood that I've gotten jobs and writing jobs and collaborative jobs because of my posts, because somebody listened and paid attention.
Yeah,
and that's what's cool, because
that's what kind of, same for me.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't need you to not like what I have to say. That's fine. But
it's
I do care about you. I want to have a dialogue. I don't want to, because that's the other thing. I don't want to dismiss somebody that thinks differently than me. I want to talk about it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's act like a girl. We always we can't necessarily put you up on our live show and have you like spew out hateful things.
No.
But I'm happy to have you on the podcast. Yeah.
Sure.
And talk to you about it.
Well, that's
Tracy
asked
and I,
because
Tracy and I are good at talking to people that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we need that. We know what. We need,
right.
You know what I mean? So
it's like that in life. It's like that working with people. It's like that in diplomacy. It's like that
like
in our
industry.
I feel
like we've convinced a few women to like really be call themselves feminists on this podcast.
Yeah.
All the time. Because they don't associate with it. They really don't. They might say, of course I am because I'm female, but they don't want you attaching that label to them because they think it makes
And I get it. Right. I get it because like I grew up thinking that like, yes, exactly. I grew up thinking that it meant not liking men and it meant this and that. But once you understand literally the definition,
I come from hardcore feminist, like being older. So, you know, I felt like I was like, feminist. That was like so far. And then you're like, oh, it's just equality. What the fuck? You know, I'm just the type of person. Once I find out the truth,
it's like anything else. We have this hyper extreme version that we think in our head, and it's a stereotype of what everything is. And feminism has this image of like violent and burning bras, which I don't care. Burn great. I like people that burn bras. I think it's great. I'm not going to because I like bras.
I burned a bra.
I know. I saw the video. She did. But my thing is like, that's not what I'm, it's just that we have this weird, stupid image of like exactly what a feminist is. And it's not that.
Yeah.
And yes, there are people like on certain mediums that are like off-putting because they're like pretty rough to hear.
Yeah.
But I think if we just have a dialogue and an open discussion, because again, I love men, but I also love women and I'm a woman.
Yeah.
And the only thing I can speak from with ultimate truth is my experience. Yeah. And that happens to be the experience of a woman.
Right.
This is a really good lead in. What does feminism mean to you?
Man. Well, good. To me, it simply means equality. And it's such an important topic and thing in our lives because everything I do is feminist. Everything I do is feminist, meaning every job I get, everything that comes out of my mouth. It's just a woman speaking from a truth and talking about my actual feelings and the women that I know and things that have happened to them. That's feminism. It's really unifying, honestly. It's not subjugating or separating. I think there needs to be better intersectionality in our feminism. I think a lot of times we have this weird, crazy tribalism vibe in our heads, yes, where white feminists, black feminists, yes, blah, blah, blah. And there has been a problem. And that's my point, is that we need to understand that everyone's narrative is different, right, but feminism is very unifying and it should always be.
Yeah.
Kuzi was smart enough to see when she brought me aboard. Act like, yeah, a girl. We need both representation.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what
I mean? We do.
Generations, everything.
We do.
It's not going to work if you don't.
That's,
we do.
There is no, like, feminism has one definition, but also there is no one definition of,
right,
feminism.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
it's got a textbook definition, yeah, which, again, isn't inflammatory. It's literally about women having the equality of men.
Yeah.
Equality of genders. Right. Women having equality.
Yeah, or just all genders being treated equally.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah,
really.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's my thing, is I think it's super important. I think just walking the walk and talking the talk, though, is way more effective than yelling all the time.
Yes.
And I agree that I do think it's important to have active. I'm an activist, and activism is super important. And I'm not saying that activism is yelling, but what I'm saying is activism can just be you existing and being successful. And that is feminism. Just literally existing and being successful,
yeah,
is enough for you to go, all right, like, this girl, I respect her. And I just got a different perspective about women because she's doing her,
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking
without
about.
Putting other, yeah, people down, without, yeah, attacking everyone. Just do your freaking job and do a good job at something, and it changes minds.
And that's what I try to tell them about Beyonce. Sorry, but she's,
oh,
my girl.
She's the best.
And they're like, she's not a feminist. She's a feminist. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. See that? Come on.
First off, I don't have any right to call women not feminists.
Yeah, no one does.
I don't have a single
no
right.
No one's allowed to call anyone not
She's
a feminist.
Not feminist.
I've been told that I'm not a feminist.
Cool.
I've been that told that
You're
I'm not.
You're not
a
going by a quote unquote.
Because you still,
because I didn't understand, because I was asking this, it's what there was like a discussion about 50 Shades of Grey and how it's a book about rape, and I was like, wait, when does he rape her? That's all I said. I was like, can someone give me a page, sure, number, oh, so I can, yeah, reread it? And someone was like, you're clearly not a feminist, yeah, if you don't think he raped. And I was like, bitch, I'm asking for a page,
well,
number,
I was,
in a book.
Yeah.
Bitch.
And also, like, I think
asking for knowledge.
And also
I'm asking for the, like, show me the, if you are so convinced that that, like, if you know that happened, then tell me the page,
yeah,
and
maybe,
like,
and honestly, to some people, maybe it is rape, but my point is like, in the BDSM and sexuality, just if you like to either be dominated, or if you're subordinate, or if you have, like, whatever gets you going, your kink or whatever, that has nothing to do with your respect for yourself,
yes,
as a human being,
yes,
when it comes to laws of the land and what you're allowed to be and, yes, do and how you're viewed in society. That,
yeah,
has nothing to do
the
with what you do behind closed doors.
I can, like,
so
getting spanked,
I don't understand,
and still be
that
a feminist.
Shit. I don't understand that shit.
Yeah,
you can be
so
you can be a BDSM, whatever the hell, whatever your thing is, that doesn't,
yeah,
refrain,
yeah,
that doesn't reflect on you as a person.
That's a part of feminism.
Yeah,
that's a part of feminism. You
Me
being
too.
Able to ask
isn't,
for what you want,
right,
and get it is a part of
isn't
being
a
feminist.
Part of, exactly. Isn't a part of feminism in terms of getting what you want sexually, having, being able to get what you want sexually, and be able to,
and not being judged by, because of what you want. Yeah.
Because I would never, that's why slut shaming is such an interesting term, and it's perfect, because for a while there, I didn't have a word for, like, girls and men labeling other girls for their sexuality and demonizing them for it, other,
yeah,
than that's,
what's your number? How many people,
creepy,
have you slept with?
Just,
that's
so weird,
so creepy.
Dude. That's so fucking weird.
Who would say that?
People ask that shit
all
the
know.
Time.
I don't
I'm not
know.
As much anymore now that I'm older, but when,
yeah,
I was younger, like early 20s, people were always like, what's your number?
Yeah,
how many people have you slept
with?
Amber.
Oh, Amber Rose. Yeah.
Yeah.
She had a slut shaming last week.
Yeah.
Before,
yeah. 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 The rally.
Slut walk.
Talking about, she's not feminist. I don't get it. What the fuck? What is she trying to
she
prove?
Can,
I don't, she's reclaiming that name. Don't you,
yep,
understand that? How can you call me a slut when guys do the same thing? That's basically all,
right,
you're,
yep,
saying. So
which, by the way, what a fucking shapeshifter. I didn't even recognize her at that march in that long,
right,
blonde wig.
Oh my gosh. She was,
like,
so beautiful. And
she's so pretty.
She's like a superhero. She's,
yeah,
like a,
yeah,
save a whole bitch.
I dig her.
Yeah.
I think sometimes she says things are maybe problematic, but
for,
I think,
sure,
I think we all do.
Yeah.
So my point is like, I love that she's just herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's,
that's,
not ashamed of it.
She doesn't give a,
she's,
fuck,
not ashamed of it.
And
yeah,
I actually really,
that,
like her.
I do too.
So
her book was really good.
I haven't read it.
Her book is really good. Like, the thing about her book is that, again, there are, that's, it could be problematic in some ways, and it is, but, like, the thing about her book is that, like, the things that she writes about are, like, things that girl, like, she's writing that book for girls that are coming from where she came from.
Right.
And that have experienced.
Yeah. Yep. And that's my point.
She's giving them advice that's like, so that they're never going to get from anybody else. They're never going to hear that
perspective.
They're never going to hear that from somebody else. Yeah, exactly. And she, this is shit that she didn't get told. She didn't get told this shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. So she's like, I'm going to reach back.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell these girls how to get out of the ghetto.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, how, you know.
And anything someone says that's really their honest truth, and it's the, like I said, if it's something you can relate to and you're a person that has lived through it, I respect your your right to say it.
Yeah.
Another, even if I don't feel the same way.
Right.
Everybody don't know her phenomenon.
Cardi B. Yeah.
She's Bodak inspiring Yellen. Women that came from where she came from.
Yeah, exactly.
If she's telling you her story, I ain't got to dance no more. I make money, but she had to do what she had to do, bitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't, like, they asked her, what you do? She said, bitch, I'm a hoe, a stripper hoe. Be you.
Right.
Why should I be ashamed of that?
No.
That's my thing. I've never had to be a stripper hoe or a streetwalker, as we... to circle back. But if I don't know what that's like to just be in that situation. No. I'm lucky that I don't.
You have no idea.
But if that's your life and your reality and that's how you've chosen to live your life, and how do you can
the thing
keep
is,
food
is
in
that-
your stomach, keep a roof over your head, and also, like, if that's what you like to do, that's what you like to do. I'm not the one to judge you.
We all have to remember that, like, okay, every life choice that you make, aren't you believing when you make that you're making the best choice? Isn't that what you believe every time you make a choice?
That's deep, and it's true.
And so then don't you think that everybody else is doing that too?
Yeah.
What makes you think that someone is just not trying to do their
If you're
best?
Not hurting anyone.
On her plate. And that's what I like, celebration. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I've been through a lot of the same things growing up.
Yeah.
Coming from Atlanta, which is a stripper town.
Yeah.
Is Ruby Red down there?
What's that?
She's like a famous stripper. She's awesome. Mm-hmm. I've seen videos of her. She can like get up. I'm sorry to tangent, but she gets up on the literally the ceiling. She can climb up the pole and do a split on the ceiling and then slide down. It's so impressive.
I've seen one pick
strippers
up
are so strong
with their vagina.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, so it's a
quarters.
Like a very, you know,
yeah, it totally is. Yeah.
But what do you think's harder to pick up with their vagina? Quarters, pennies, dimes? Probably dimes.
Probably dimes. Say. They're very thin.
Damn, what about silver dollars? You remember that shit? The tooth fairy would leave that? What a weird dichotomy of children's lore and a vagina.
I was like, I never saw the problem with the prostitution.
This is why you don't put money in your mouth.
Oh, shit. I used to think it was drugs. Now I know it's vaginas.
I know.
Yeah.
I never saw a problem with the prostitution, because that's the oldest profession in the world for
it
reason.
Is
sure. But, and it's our independence,
selling your body is the oldest,
but I had a problem with the women. My intrigue with prostitution is why they give it to the pimp. I'm so intrigued.
Well, because we live in a patriarchy,
and I know it's brainwashed, and I know it's that, I know
it's because fighting, protection,
like, a couple of times, so I'm saying, don't, after a while you feel that it's like, this
is my
money.
Yeah, she earned it. It's like your handler, but it's less like, of course you do. Even in the oldest profession where women really do have the upper hand, they're still dominated by
like
a man.
Yeah.
Our pimp.
All right. We should wrap it up.
Oh, yeah. Let me talk about my... Yeah. I should probably talk about my pilot.
Yeah. Tell us all
sorry
the things.
About that.
Tell us
well, this
socials.
Is really great and therapeutic, because all I've been doing is talking about business. And this has been really cool, because it is business. Life is business.
Yeah.
Art is business. So thank you for that. I feel like I went to therapy and I love it.
Tell us about Dr. Seeds.
Yeah, I will. Okay. So I did a web series a few years ago called Riding the D with Dr. Seeds. It's about a non-licensed psychiatrist who rides the D train in New York City and tries to fix people, but she's also fucking batshit, pretty unhinged.
I love it.
But she's fascinating and she has a fall from grace. So after the web series, we got a lot of views and I started to really work with YouTube a lot more. And it was a great reaction. So I stuck with my producer, Lindsay Elizabeth Hand. She's a badass bitch. She's in New York.
She's
love
great.
Her so much. She runs Edge in Motion, a company, a production company. So what I did was I started my own company as well, Sarah Seeds Productions. I know I'm original, but I just had to do the paperwork fast, you know. So I named my own company. We did a crowdfunding campaign. We made $27,000. And we made the TV pilot, which was a half an hour version, way more artistically influenced. We built a warped D train set.
Yeah.
So it's like a Blue's Clues meets other pop culture. There's a canned audience because it's all in my head. So I'm Dr. Seeds, obviously. I'm Sarah Seeds, so I'm Dr. Seeds. So when she walks onto the actual train, we see the real version we're walking on. But when we see it through her eyes, when she gets on, because that's her space. That is her underground practice, where she has a crazy cast of characters. She has an assistant that she interviews and meets. She has this homeless lady named Sideways Jane, who's like the stage manager who yells out, flashback, and like weird stuff like that. There's music video. There's like, what's great too is like, we made a point to like keep it very diverse, because we called in super talented people of all different ages, of all different colors, everything. And we just knew that we would get a really cool, diverse cast because it's New York, which is so great about New York is it's so
and
diverse.
And anything that is takes place in New York or L.A. that isn't shown with diversity is
so annoying
because it's a lie.
But what's
that's
funny is like it's not even something that
it's
I like.
It's a lie. Right. That doesn't exist.
It doesn't. That's not reality. That's like, not.
No. No, it doesn't
stop.
Exist.
Yeah, I know. It's like so ridiculous. And like that's the point is that what's cool is when you just call in the best talent and you call from a diverse pool, the best people are going to book it and you end up being a diverse cast.
Yeah, yeah.
And it always works out. Nobody's a token whatever. Nobody's like, yeah. I picked her because of this. It's literally who the best one for the job got the job. Okay. So, and what's funny is that wasn't even something I was super like, I wasn't obsessing over it. I just knew just let's just do that. And we all thought of it, but it was a thought. We did it, we utilized it, and that was it. And I forgot about how diverse it was because to me that's my reality. Is when we started to show it to private meetings with different networks and stuff, they were like, we love how diverse this is, we haven't seen anything like this that's so diverse, you know what I'm saying? And that's so ridiculous to me to even hear that, because I didn't even think, you know, you do what you do, but I thought everybody would kind of do it that way. But then I realized I watch TV and here I am looking at
all
the same
people.
Shit. So yeah, so anyway, so we shot it. We built that Warp Dean Train set in a Brooklyn loft in Bushwick, and it was awesome. Doors worked. We had flat screens behind the windows for like, in each direction. So we had footage of a train, what you see out the window, and some directions went up, some went down, some went sideways, because it's in my weird bizarro world. And it was super stylized and cool. So we got the whole thing done, edited, shot last year, late last year. And early this year, I came out here to LA last time I was here and stayed with Suze for 3 weeks, and we had really good meetings. So right now we're just trying to finish the package. We're looking for a female name comedic showrunner right now. That's kind of the final piece of the puzzle. We already have our pitch deck, we already have everything, but we need a good female comedic showrunner. And then we'll circle back, and we're gonna do the festival circuit as well.
Have you guys talked to Paige Hurwitz and Wanda Sykes?
I don't think we
Wanda Sykes, you know, she's a comedian, and Paige, yeah, she's a comedian.
Yeah, of course, and I know Wanda
diverse,
Sykes.
Black and white, and they have a production company. They produce like The Last Comic Standing. They're producing cool. A lot of female pilots and game show. One of my favorite comedians. He's a gay guy. He got a game show. So funny. They produce his game show. They're very diverse. Yeah.
Oh wait, I think my friend Rashida writes for his show. Hold on, and she was like, my. She's in my pilot. One of my co-stars in my pilot that I cast, and I love Rashida Crockett. She's the best. She's Tabitha MD, my arch nemesis. I'm Dr. Seed. She's Tabitha MD. Anyway, let me look up what show she writes for. And I think you're right. I think that's the same one. So that's a great lead. Awesome. Yeah. I'll have our rep send it there because we have everything ready to go. It's just sort of like finding the right niche for it.
Because they always looking for stuff diverse.
And I'm open to, so it's a half an hour. So that's been great. I just got cast in a few movies that we're shooting later this year, awesome. A couple great feature films. Cool it's good being busy, but it's also good like creating your own work because it gives you that empowerment to keep moving forward. Because, man, it's sometimes as actresses and actors and creators,
it's
hard not to create all the time. And when you're not, you can really get into a rut. And we all have it, no matter where you are.
That pulls you out is actually sitting down and writing sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I wrote a joke today, I was like,
yeah, that's the best.
You gave birth to your creative baby.
I actually like took a break from therapy for a second because I was just like in a rut. And I was like, I can't like, I'm in such a rut and I need to like get a job, which now I'm not anymore, but like I need to like get a job. And I knew that, but I was like, I can't be reflecting right now. I don't have time. Like I can't, it's like hurting my brain to reflect because I'm in a rut right now.
It's almost like masturbatory.
Yeah. It's just like, there's no point in like going to this session again when nothing has changed. Like I can't right now. So I mean, we definitely all get in ruts and you just deal with it how you do.
Yeah. Especially creatives.
So I took a break and then I got a job now.
There you
go. You know,
that's it. Refresh, renew. If you don't like the thing you're doing right now, try a different angle or try to make something else. Dr. Seeds came out of me being on the train and having insane thoughts. And I already do. One of my favorite things to imagine is what would be super inappropriate right now. And I think of it and I think of the scenario I'm in and what could I, because I have that urge to do really weird shit in a really weird setting.
Yeah.
You know,
so
nobody's
true.
Ever done that on a train. They always do it in the house setting.
Right.
Apartments
mm-hmm.
that
it's
never on a train.
Roommates.
You meet the most craziest people.
Roommates that are 20 somethings living in New York trying to figure it out.
Oh, real friends. Yeah. Girlfriend.
Did I mention we all somehow have money but don't have jobs? I love that.
Or we all somehow have huge apartments even though we're broke.
That's my point. How do you do that?
At the same time.
How do you do that? Speaking of street walking, that's the only way I can think of.
I guess.
Or drug dealing. I don't know.
I'm street walking a lot. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. How do we find you on social media?
Okay, so everything is my name. That's Sarah Seeds, S-A-R-A-H-S-E-E-D-S, like a flower. Twitter, Instagram, on Facebook, it's official Sarah Seeds, or Sarah Seeds official, damn. That's my like page. But everything's just Sarah Seeds. If you Google me, my website is sarahseeds.com. You can find everything there, even our website for Dr. Seeds, my pilot, as well as all the stuff I'm in and doing. And that's the best way to get to it. It's pretty easy. It's just my name. On Snapchat, it's the Sarah Seeds, and I love Snapchat. I do. It's one of my favorite things because it's like video feeds of everything. So I don't have to type anything. Even though I love writing, I don't have to type like a one sentence witty thing. I'm just like, you know.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
That's great. Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you for having me.
Listening to us. Thank you, Sarah, for being on. Yes, we love you.
I hope I said things coherently because I am
you did.
Of it.
You did. You were great. We all of us are really tired right now.
Oh, girl. We just met. Yeah. You don't even know, girl.
You inspire me. Just like that. I'm like, shit. Yes. I don't get that every day.
I get it.
Follow us on Facebook, on Instagram.
Act Like a Girl TV.
Yeah, yeah, that's our handle. On Twitter, our website is actlikeagirl.tv. There's the Get Involved page on the upper right-hand corner.
Our show is once a month, our live show.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
Yes, it is. The next one, because this, when this comes out, I think, the next one will be November. Hold on.
I'm never here for it, which kind of blows.
Yeah, it does.
Because every time I come over, I want to go to it. But I'm always like busy either in New York or I'm on something or LA or whatever. You know, I just never get to it. And it makes me sad because I obviously want to be there.
It never lines up. I know how it is.
Yeah. But the stars don't align.
November. Wait, is that right? Hold on. It must be.
Yeah, it's at
November
Nerd
19th. Yeah.
November 19th. Nerdist.
The next one will be November 19th. That sounds right, right? It must be because that's the Sunday.
Don't we have one October?
Yeah, but I think that this episode will come out after that is my point.
We're talking to you from the past.
Yeah. So November 19th will be our next show. Come on out, $10, 9 p.m. this time at Nerd Melt Theater.
Lit.
We'll see you then. Thank you, guys. Oh, share and subscribe and write and review, please.
Yeah, dude.
Please.
Especially if it's good.
Bye.
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 Bye.